The mountains are breaking forth. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the people cry out, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the new wine. Hallelujah. Thank you for the sweet wine you are making for us, O God. For you say, truth shall spring forth from all the earth. Hallelujah. Lord, we come to join the whole of creation. We join the rocks and the mountains and the sea, oh my God. We join all creation. We join the morning stars, hallelujah. We join the heavens. We come into union with the heavens. And we bless you, O God. From the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. We say, let the name of the Lord be praised. We thank you for the situations of our life. We thank you for the dark regions of our soul. We prophesy to you, dark regions, that the people who sat in darkness, who dwelt in darkness, that to you the light of the Lord has come. We speak to Naphtali, amen. The people that dwelt in darkness. Lord, we bring forth the dark regions of our soul. We bring forth the chambers of our room, that of our rooms that have never received the light of God. We command you in the voice of the Lord. We say to you, lift up your head, O ye gates, ye everlasting doors. Lift up your head. Let the bands of iron be opened. Let the highway be made for our God. Let this river of life flow in, O God. Hallelujah. For he said that whatsoever that river will meet, it will be living. Even if it is dead, it will be made alive. We speak to the deadness of our minds. We speak to our emotions and desires that have been in captivity. We say the trumpet of Jubilee is coming to you today. Lord, we receive we receive the voice of the Lord. I will declare that it is our time to return back to our Father's house. Lord, we bless you, O God. We will sing praises to our God. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Whenever that song, whenever I hear that song, I just, you know, I feel so much, I feel joy just running all over. Amen. Amen. I can't describe it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going again back to Jordan. I want to cross Jordan. I'm sure that today we will cross Jordan. Because there are, you know, Ezekiel had a vision. He saw a temple that has never been built. You understand? The vision Ezekiel had was of a temple which has never been built by anyone. Because it is a lost temple. One time I brought my pen and biro and began to study it. I gave up. Because by understanding you cannot search it out. Because it is the temple of the Lord. And you are that temple, and I am that temple. Amen. And that temple has many rooms. It has many stairs. Many dimensions, many rooms and doors and arcs, many steps. Amen. I believe God will open it up. And I believe He's opening it up now. Amen. So I have a burden in my heart about these rooms, about dimensions in the soul. So I know you are going to forgive me for talking about it. I'm going to take you back to the soul. I cannot say anything else about the soul. Amen. So, God says it is time to cross over Jordan. And we must understand, God speaks with parables. So we must learn the language of God. If not, we cannot communicate with Him. If not, He cannot communicate to us. So if God speaks about Jordan, He's speaking about separation. He's speaking about barriers. He's speaking about veils. Because Jordan means death. And death means separation. That's what death means. When a man is physically dead, he is separated from this world. When a man dies spiritually, he is separated from God. So, if God says, go over Jordan, He is speaking of resurrection. Do you understand that language? God is telling you, you are going to go from death back to life. That's what it means by Jordan. So he says, arise. So he's speaking of a resurrection. And there are three types of resurrection. Because when man died, he died in three levels also. There's the resurrection of the body. There's the resurrection of the spirit. And then there's the resurrection of the soul of man. Because there was a death in the spirit of man. The spirit of man was cut off from the spirit of God by sin. And when the spirit of man was separated from the spirit of God, you had a veil that developed. So the life of God was no longer coming to the spirit of God. And because the spirit of man is what brings life to the soul of man began to die. And because it is the soul of man that brings life to the body of man, the body began to die also. And God told Adam, in the day you die, you will continue to die. So it means the spirit of man will continue to be separated from God. And the soul of man will continue to die. Or to fall down. And of course the body will completely not have any life. And death and sickness and disease will fill the whole realm of the body and of the earth. So this is the context, the background of God speaking about Jordan and crossing Jordan. So God is giving us a word, arise and go over Jordan. So he's speaking about the resurrection of the body, of the soul, and of the spirit. And that resurrection means reconnection back to the heavens. Adam was receiving life from the heavens of God, if you understand. The heavens were feeding Adam. When the flood was going to come upon the earth, when the flood was coming in the time of Noah, the Bible says that the fountains in the heavens and the fountains beneath the earth, we are all broken up. So there are fountains in the heavens that fill the natural earth. And there are fountains beneath the earth that also bring life to the earth physically. Where do you think all the rivers and oceans run into? The oceans, they run into the earth, into the bowels of the earth, and come out somewhere else. So it goes in a circle. And there are also fountains in the realms of the heavens. So that setting is speaking about the spiritual reality that we are in.
A tak mluvíme o duchovní realitě, ve které se nacházíme.
Adam was receiving life from the heavens of God.
Adam přijímal život z Božího nebe.
Adam was not dressed like me. He didn't need it.
Adam nebyl oblečený jako já.
He had a clothing. And an example of that clothing is what you find on the Mount of Transfiguration. But the Bible said Jesus was clothed with light. That clothing was always there. It's just that it was revealed that particular time. Okay, so it is a clothing that he always had. And Adam was clothed in that way. And was being fed by this vitality of God. And that vitality is called Zoe. The life or the energy of God. And that is light. Amen.
Hallelujah.
This is what was nourishing the whole realm of Adam. But God knew that it was going to be temporary. God knew it will not last for a long time. Because the man had not yet come to a certain level that he should come to. Because there was a principle that was not yet dealt with. And that principle is the principle of darkness. Because Adam had to overcome darkness. So God, in his wisdom, allowed darkness to come into Adam. So God entrapped darkness within Adam. God entrapped or captured darkness within Adam. Because God could see very far. That the darkness will that the light will shine in the darkness and overcome it within Adam. Within Adam. So my life history, that's the way my life will go, the course of my life is God's commission for me to overcome the darkness within here. That is the biggest victory, to overcome the darkness within. And when you overcome darkness here, then you can deal with the darkness outside. So, the other night we were talking about the wilderness situation. Wilderness. Because God spoke to the children of Israel as they came out of Egypt that they were to overcome Jordan and then go into the promised land and then overcome the spirits or the people who were dwelling in the promised land and then possess the promised land. Now I want to bring out a principle. The dealings of God with the children of Israel was temporary. It was not the burden of what God wanted to do on the earth. It was just a temporary situation. Because from beginning there was a priesthood. And it was a priesthood of Melchizedek. That was the priesthood of Adam. That was the priesthood of Enoch. Many years, even before Moses came on the scene, there was a principle upon which people were bringing offering to God and relating with God and walking with God. And right from Adam, the principle God was dealing with was the principle of darkness. Because he said, in the beginning he created the heavens and the earth became dark and became without form. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. But the Spirit of God was over the darkness. The Spirit of God had control over darkness. So the Spirit of God was walking and manipulating the darkness. And I always say, when you see darkness, that is an evidence that the Spirit of God is there. So, as I'm speaking to you, I want you to identify darkness in your heart. Then you have to move and then look for the Spirit of God in that situation. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So you can see the principle. He said, you will call his name Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? God in Roman. That's Emmanuel. So that means God in your situation. God in your failure. God in my failure. God in my weakness. God in my overcoming also. God in everything I am doing. That's Emmanuel. It's not just a song we sing. It is an experience we're walking. Amen. So he created the first Adam and came into the Adam. Don't you understand? He took the dust and came into the dust. Because God breathed into the dust. That is a Hebrew word that speaks God, that says God poured himself into the dust. So when God was relating with Adam, it was actually a river that began to flow into Adam.
Hallelujah.
Don't you understand? And that is the river we are talking of today. Whenever that river stops flowing, then you have a wilderness condition. Do you understand? So if God says cross or possess the wilderness, he's not speaking of the Sahara Desert or any of those different situations. He is speaking about reconnection. back to the heavens. That the heaven will begin to water the soul in once more. So, on Sunday, the other day we were speaking about the different dimensions of the wilderness. In looking at the soul, there are different dimensions of the soul. And just like Ezekiel saw those different dimensions of that temple, I believe God is giving us strength to receive our inheritance. You know, when someone, you buy a house for someone, you have to go and show the person the house. And if you go to Ezekiel 43, God said to him, show the house to the house of Israel. And I believe today God wants to show us the house. I want you to be excited about seeing the house. because if you are not excited, God will turn away and say, they are not yet ready to see the house. Because I want you to get all excited. I want to see the house. Because it is a beautiful house. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, so the soul has different dimensions. You know, and part of those dimensions is those seven different dominions in the soul. If I'm sure there are many housewives in this house. There are many housewives in this place. Many. Okay. What do you call it? What would it be? What? Okay. Many wives who work in the home. My wife works in the home. I also work in the university. So that is different. Brother Mark, who is a builder, he will understand what I'm talking about. Because in your house, you have different areas of activity. So do you think that within your soul you will not have different areas of activity also? So however you design the house, there must be a reception area. There must be a sitting an area you call living room or sitting room or parlor. You must have a kitchen area. You must have a store area, is it not? You must have a dining room section. Then you must have the washroom area, is it not? Then you have the bedrooms. Then you have the gardens, don't you? Gardens. And then you have the area for recreation.
Pak máte tam oblasti, kde
Brother Radek and Brother Martin, they have their office in their houses. So they have offices in their homes or their study. Including myself, I also have a study in my house. Then you have an entertainment area where you go to relax and you know you look at the TV and all those things. Then you also have the place for the barbecue where you fry some meat and all that. And so you see, there are many areas I've mentioned in the house. So also in your soul, there are different dimensions and areas. Amen. And the scripture in Psalm 132 says, I have chosen Zion as my dwelling place forever. So if you have all these areas to minister to you, if you have all these things in your house to be a blessing to you, do you not think God is going to also build up areas in your soul for His own pleasure? So the scripture tells us that there are seven dominions in the soul. There are seven sections in the soul. Well, it may look a bit confusing for you, because we already told you the soul has four natures. The will, the desire, emotion, and the mind. But I want to show you another dimension. And those are these four, seven aspects I mentioned. Now I want to bring out another principle. These seven dimensions are also desired by the devil. Just as the four natures in your soul, the devil also desires to dwell in them. So God has to allow the devil. God has to allow darkness access to these seven dimensions also. God desires to dwell in these seven realms. So in these seven realms, there are three principles that are working. So I hope you are still with me. So there are these seven areas, and within these seven areas there are three principles that are working. Within the kitchen in your house, you have pots, you have plates, you have fire, you have different things. So in your kitchen you can cook breakfast, lunch, dinner. These are different activities you can take. So within these sections in your soul, there are different potentials and capacities. So the Bible says that there are seven heads. And there are seven horns. Now, if you have a head and you have a horn, you must have a crown on it. Because to put a crown on the horn means to establish a nature in that dimension of the soul. Okay, for example, the first dimension we mentioned was the principle of priesthood of the soul. That's one major principle in the soul, priesthood. The soul is a priesthood forever. God made the soul to be a priest. Every activity of the soul is worship. I don't want to get distracted, but when you look at the word, when you look at the word about priesthood in the Greek, it speaks of something that is burnt up. It's an offering. It's something that goes up in smoke. So, for instance, anger, bitterness, happiness or sexual excitement. Those are activities in the emotion that bring energy and release energy within the soul. So to you, you feel happy or you feel sad. But in the realm of the spirit, you have released energy. You have released life, either to God or to the devil. Now, on the global level, the devil needs energy. So he has to trigger up something in the world that will bring pain, that will generate complaining, that will generate bitterness, that will generate anger, that will generate many emails, that will generate many tweeting. Many people are tweeting. Many people are talking. They are having conferences and meetings. Scientific discovery. So you need an Ebola. You need Ebola infection to incite the whole world. To excite the world. And the devil harvests the energy. Because he needs you to run his system. Don't you understand? So, where God is calling us to is to come up higher. Amen. Because the Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. There are spirits that must work to bring energy. The devil needs energy. He cannot get it from God. And the only place he can get it is from the elements, from the dust As our brother was speaking of yesterday, do you know that there is a place where the devil and man are united together? There is a place where the devil and man are one, and it is in the dust. You meet the devil at the dust. Because man's origin is in the dust. So the devil always wants you to go back to your origin, which is the dust. And the lowest part of you and of me that will want to go back to the dust is what? My emotions and my desire. And that's why God told Moses, Adam, you must have dominion over the creeping things. The creeping things speaks of the natures of the soul that are earthbound. So the devil invests heavily in those areas. And the spirits that function in that area, they are very vicious.
A duchové, kteří pracují v těchto oblastech lidské duše, jsou velmi zákeřní.
Because they are fighting for their life.
Protože bojují o svůj vlastní život.
Because the dust is the energy for the devil.
Protože prach je energie ďábla.
So as long as you and I remain at that level, we give him energy.
A tak pokud zůstaneme na této rovině,
and the biggest source of that energy is in this room. You and I that have a lot of energy from God. If the devil can trick me to become earthbound, I give him energy. So he's not going to waste his time with all those who don't have enough life. He's coming for you. He's coming for me.
All right.
He's not going to. He's interested in you and me because we have a lot of life.
Se u nás velmi zajímá, velmi, protože z nás může získat nejvíc energie.
So after this conference,
a tak po téhle konferenci,
you know what's going to happen, do you know? Can you guess what's going to happen? Many things will happen. When you go home, your car will knock engine or something will happen to your house. This morning we got the news about, you know, something about my wife and I. This morning we got the news. The whole idea is just to bring it down. Don't you understand? So it is the spiritual warfare we must be engaged in. To overcome the wilderness and to remain connected to the heavens. The more skilled you are in always going back to the heaven, the problem is not that you will fall down. The challenge is not that you fall down. The main burden is, do you know how to rise back and connect back to heaven? Your ability to overcome it depends on how fast and how well you can rise.
Okay. Jak jste schopni a jak vysoko jste schopni postat.
So when you fall,
takže když padnete,
don't keep your mind on the ground.
Ne, ať vaše mysl nikdy nepředívá v prachu.
David said, I will look unto the hills.
Yes.
From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. And there is a very easy way to reconnect. Go to the Bible. Start reading it. Just keep your mind in the Word. Initially, it will not be interesting. You find it hard. You're not getting any life. Keep it there. Keep it there. Fight with it and keep it there. Bible says, unto the righteous there arises light in darkness. You understand? The Bible says, who is he? Let's read Psalm 51. Isaiah 51. I think it's an important scripture. Isaiah 51. I believe the Spirit of God is bringing this as a practical application for us. No. The scripture I say, who is my servant that that makes sparks and kindle a fire to themselves? Is that what? Is it 50? Okay, verse 1. Yes, that's it. Yes, Isaiah 50, verse 10, yes. Isaiah 50:10. That is, I think that is scripture for everyone who is in this condition of darkness and dryness. Say, who is among you that feareth the Lord? That obeyed the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and had no light.
Poslouchej hlasu služebníka jeho. Kdo je, ještě chodí v temnotech?
Is there anyone who can identify with that in this room? You are in darkness. You are the servant of the Lord. You fear the Lord. Maxine, this is for you. Amen. Okay, good. He says, let him trust in the name of the Lord his God. And then what should you do? Stay upon your God. Wait there. Wait upon God. You know, wait upon God, you can be in the office and you're waiting upon God. You are in your heart.
Eh?
Gideon was waiting upon God. Don't you understand? You say, oh God, why are the Midianites oppressing us? He was complaining in his heart. He said, God, why are the Midianites oppressing us? Why are we in bondage? All the things he was doing, he was speaking to God in his heart. There was a cry in his heart. Don't you understand? You know, he was hiding the corn for the Midianites. And he said, oh God. He was reaching out to God. Don't you understand? You see, he was staying upon his God. He knew there was salvation from God. Don't you understand? That's the principle. So he that cometh to God must first believe that your salvation is from God. Then you invest in it. You invest in that salvation. You invest by waiting upon God. David said, as all the animals in the world wait upon you, God, to minister to them, so your maidens are waiting for you. And the Bible says, unto you, unto thee that heareth prayer shall all flesh come. Verse 11 says, behold, all ye that kindle a fire, all ye that kindle a fire. Verse 11. That compass yourselves with sparks. Now, let us look at just explain that a bit. Sparks. What does it mean by sparks? Sparks means you are in darkness. There is a cry in the emotion for life. And you go to the grocery store and you buy all the food in the grocery store and you start eating. Do you know that when you eat, it is your soul that's eating? It's your soul that gets the pleasure. You use your body to minister pleasure to the soul. That's why God gave you a body. So you become a glutton. The more you eat, you put on weight, the dryness in the soul becomes more. So you not only have dryness in your soul, you now have a health problem. And then you have a financial problem. You now have an emotional crisis. Because you cannot pay your bills. You get frustrated with God. You get frustrated with God. You get frustrated. You get frustrated. Sorry. And then you have an offense. You have an offense with God. You get angry with God. I'm your servant. I am serving you. Why can't you meet all my needs? I was at a Czech conference last year. I even went to Luton conference. Why can you not meet all my needs? But the problem is in emotion. Amen. That is what is called sparks. Looking for that you want to satisfy that pleasure by the internet, by films and movies and so on. Or it may be sexual pleasure. And sexual pleasure is part of Baal worship. So we're still discussing priesthood. Well, I'm still telling you about priesthood of the soul. The soul must bring offering. And in Baal worship, sexuality is a big issue. You have prostitutes on the male and female side. And because emotion is the lowest part of the body of the soul, the devil invests heavily on it. So the soul will use the easiest way to get energy.
Nachází nejsnazší způsob, nejsnazší cestu, jak získat energii a nejnižší.
And it is an exchange game.
Je to taková hra výměna, něco za něco.
The devil has something to sell.
Ďábel chce něco prodat, něco nabízí.
The soul also has something to sell.
A duše má také něco ve svojí nabídce.
The soul is the doorway to God. The soul is the doorway to God. Is doorway. Oh my God, forgive me. All right. So the devil wants access to the tree of life. So Jacob said to Esau. I have the food. You have the firstborn. So can we exchange? Esau was interested in his belly. The belly speaks of the soul. So you give me your firstborn position. I can give you something for the belly. And that is what the devil is after. The soul is the priesthood of God. And the firstborn is the priest. Firstborn means the person to break through. The first child that breaks through becomes the firstborn. Don't you understand? So God is saying that our soul must break out of this covering of carnality. When we break through, we become a priest. So that is the principle of sparks. And you can see it goes around all the activities of our life. But if today you can decide that my emotion and my desire and my will and my mind, I will not receive my energy from the earth. So whatever it is you are struggling with, if it is sexuality or anger or food problem or problems with self recognition, if you decide to stay upon God, say, God, I'm going to get my life from you. He said, let him stay upon his God. So behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that you have kindled, this you shall have of my hand, you shall lie down in sorrow.
Aj vy všichni, když zaněcujete ohni a jiskra vy se přepasujete, choďte k blasku ohně svého a jiskra
So, so within the soul has the nature, the capacity to bring an offering.
Duše má tedy schopnost, kapacitu přinést oběť.
And that the altar upon which that offering is brought is within the mind.
A ten oltář, na které se ta oběť vkládá, nebo se přináší, je mysl.
And that offering is brought either to light or to darkness.
A ta oběť je činěna buď světlu, anebo temnotě.
If you bring the offering unto God, then you become a priesthood of righteousness. But if you bring that offering unto darkness, physical pleasure, that offering makes you a priest of darkness. So as you go through today, you and I are bringing offering. So, well, I think about it sometimes. I say, God, how is it that I can be in the place to continuously bring a right offering?
Říkám, Bože, jak se můžu dostat k tomu, nebo dojít toho, aby bez přestání přinášel tu správnou oběť, správné oběti.
It's like what Barak was teaching us the other day.
Je to jako, když Barak vyučoval před pár dny.
How many times do we switch on and off?
Kolikrát přepínáme na pravdu?
How many times do we switch on and off? So, I'm saying to God, I understand what you're saying to me. There is something I need. And that thing is called wisdom. Amen. What I need is wisdom. So, I said, I'm going to go and say, God, what is wisdom? And I began to look at the scriptures. And you know, many discussions with God over many years. And then God began to define wisdom for me. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing I need.
Boží slovo říká, že moudrost je ta nejdůležitější, nejhlavnější věc, kterou potřebuji.
And wisdom is a grace from God.
Moudrost je milost od Hospodina.
It is an ability I have in God.
Je to schopnost, kterou Bůh má.
That helps my emotion and my desire and my will and my mind to respond to God in the right manner.
Je to schopnost, která učí moje mysl, vůli, touhy, emoce reagovat na Boha správným způsobem.
You know, yesterday Brother Mark was giving us the breakdown of certain aspects of being certain.
Včera tady bratr Marek psal na tabuli takzvaná synonyma nebo ty aspekty té chytralosti nebo té vychytralosti.
So let's look at the word skill.
Podívejme se na slovo dovednost.
It says someone is skillful.
Někdo, říkáme, že někdo je dovedný, zručný, šikovný.
If you are skillful,
šikovný,
it means you have an ability
to, že máte určitou schopnost
to carry out an activity.
Máte schopnost určité oblasti něco správně vykonávat, nějakou aktivitu, nějakou věc.
In a very clever way.
Jste schopný to dělat velmi
in a manner that produces the best result. And anywhere you go, when they talk about wisdom, they speak about skill.
A když mluvíme o moudrosti, tak mluvíme právě o té dovednosti, zručnosti, šikovnosti.
And the Bible says that there is a wisdom that comes from above.
A když to říká, že je moudrost, která přichází z hůry.
There's also a wisdom that comes from the earth.
A je taky moudrost, která přichází ze země.
There's a wisdom that is devilish.
Je moudrost, která je ďábelská.
There's a wisdom that is that's full of strife. And these are energies, there are abilities that come into the soul to cause my soul to be positioned either towards darkness or towards light. Let us read from James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Sorry, 3. James 3, sorry. Okay, verse 14 says, but if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom is not that river. You say descending, he's speaking about a flow upon the soul. Okay, descending not from above, but is earthly, is sensual, and makes me to be a devil. So this is a spiritual activity or influence over my soul that brings my soul to the realm of the earth, that disconnects me from God and makes me a vessel of unrighteousness. And makes me a vessel of unrighteousness. Yes, a vessel of unrighteousness. But my vessel also, my soul, can also be a vessel of righteousness. So in life, we see we are at that point. But it is possible that I can receive a grace from God that makes me make the right choices. So if a graph was going to be drawn, I believe that for the majority of the day, for the greater part of the day, I will be making the right choices. I will be bringing the right offerings to God. Is that not what the scripture says? That the path of the righteous, that the path of the righteous is like a shining light. It's like a shining light. That's Proverbs 4:18. That shines brighter and brighter and brighter. Amen. Now, the other part of it, the verse 15. says, he says 16, says, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above, that is the influence that comes from God, is first pure. That's light. Amen. Light is pure. There are no impurities in it. So God is light. In Him is no darkness at all. God says, either you are cold or you are hot. If we are hot and cold, it's not God. If we are both hot and cold, then it is not God. It's not a wisdom from God. With God, it is light. And one of the things God is teaching us in this conference is to accept it within us. It's part of crossing Jordan. I can walk in the light. I have the ability to walk in the light. The ability to walk in the light is not from you. It is a grace from the heavens. If you want to walk in the light, then you must connect to the heavens. So it is first pure and peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and of good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. When you look at this, you know there is no man in it. It's not your energy. It's not my energy. It's not my ability. It's not my manipulation. It's not my intellect. It is an influence over the soul. It is the grace of God. He said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared, is available for every one of us. Every one of us has the ability to receive this wisdom from God. And the Bible says, if you lack wisdom, to bring this right offering to God, to bring the offering of your soul and your emotion to God, God says, ask of me and I will give it to you. Amen. So you say, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. If you knock, the door will be opened. He says, I am the father of all wisdom. And James says, we do not have wisdom because we do not ask. To ask for wisdom from God. And then God will give to us. Amen. Now, if we go to the next dimension of this house, it is the nature of, well, the dimension of being a bride, as we discussed before. Being a bride. So we've talked about being a priest. We are looking at being a bride. I notice the energy level in the room is dropping. It's coming down. The energy level is coming down. So what do we do about it? We should raise the energy level again. Amen. Okay, but that's good. So we're looking at we're still talking about this house of God. We are talking about being a bride of Christ. We can go on and on about priesthood. But let me leave it. We will come back to it in another dimension, hopefully. But let's speak about the aspect about being a bride. The soul must be a bride. Remember, there are two natures that want to marry the soul. And the soul has the capacity to be joined to these two natures, to these two spirits. And at the end of the day, my soul will be either be joined to darkness or be joined to light. So let's look at a scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:16. Just look by the side of you, say praise the Lord to the next person by you and say praise the Lord. You can look behind you to the person behind you, say praise the Lord. If the person is sleeping, look around you. If the person is sleeping, say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Amen. Okay, we are getting married to Jesus. I said we are getting married to Christ. I know the body is weak, but the spirit is willing. Amen. Hallelujah. So we'll help ourselves to be excited. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 6:16, a very important principle. He says, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. So, it is a principle that the soul can be joined to God. When you get married to a woman, you are joined in holy matrimony. You are joined. It is a contract. You are always together. So I said to God, so you mean I can always be joined with you? Amen. But you see, the converse is also true. That I can also be joined to the devil. Because the Bible says, can two walk together except they are agreed?
Jak mohou jít dva spolu, pokud se neschodou, pokud nebudeme neschodem?
The soul must be married.
Duše musí být vzdělená.
And Brother Barak was, giving us some of the foundation for that.
Bratr Barak tady mluvil o určitých základech v této oblasti.
So the devil has 9 dimensions of glory. 9 dimensions of glory. And you also have 9 dimensions of glory. So the Bible calls it 12 stones, well, 9 stones and so on. The stone is speaking of a dimension of God's nature that is given to you and given to me. But the Bible says that he made man a little lower than the angels, including the devil. So, what I want to address this morning is our mind. There is a deception working in our mind. And that deception is that I cannot overcome the devil.
Yeah.
That is the deception. I used to say the devil had 10 stones and I had 9 stones. I used to preach that the devil had 10 stones and I had 9 stones, and God corrected me. I was corrected publicly. And you know, whenever I said it, I always in my mind submitted myself or agreed to that lie from the devil that I'm inferior to the devil. So, how many of us in this room are inferior to the devil? You are inferior to the devil. How can you be inferior to the devil? He has 9 stones. You have 9 stones. He has 9, you have 9. And in Christ, you are going to 10, 11, and 12. So, a created being of God has 12 stones, yet in his mind, he believes he is below 9 stones. The devil cannot upgrade himself. He wants to upgrade himself. And the only way to upgrade himself is to become a virus. Is to become a virus. To integrate himself in you. To enter into your soul and switch off your connection to God and take over the mechanism of your whole soul, and use it for his glory. That's what the devil is doing. Because that is the way the virus works. The virus is displaying the nature of the devil. Let me give you the scripture, because I know you are saying, where is the scripture? The Bible says that he has lifted us up above every principality and power, and above every name that is named, not only in this world, but even unto the ages, even unto eternity. You will be high and top above the devil. That is what God has given to us. You know, there's a story about the elephant who was in a cage. You could only go 1 inch. P- put in a mold. When they removed the cage, they brought him out of the cage.
Amen.
That is my problem and your problem. In our mind, the devil has convinced us that we cannot walk in righteousness. And God says, arise. Rise up. Amen. Say, arise, shine. For thy light is come. Amen. And the glory of the Lord has come. Amen. So the Bible says, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. It's called marriage. Amen. So how are you joined to the Lord? The Corinthians says that when we turn to the Lord, that mentality will be taken away. That mentality, the veil will be broken.
Hallelujah.
The scales will start falling off.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We will burst forth. You break through the cocoon. And the butterfly starts rising. Where is Sister Joan? That's the vision she was having. She saw the butterfly rising. Amen. You know, the butterfly has been, you know, stayed too long in the cocoon. But brethren, it is time to fly. Amen. And the way to fly is to be joined unto Christ. Of my own self, I cannot do anything. But when I join to the Lord, I can fly. Okay, let's look at the next one. We are being called to the place of dominion. To either be a son or a slave. Here we are the bride of Christ. Or we are married of darkness. I said, in the tabernacle, the longest length, the widest, the longest dimension is that God wants us to be a son. Any message that you are hearing, any ministry you are involved in that is not equipping your soul to be a son, is not an apostolic message. Amen. That's how you know. The apostolic message is bringing you to the fullest potential in God. Now, who is Christ? Who is Christ? Christ is the Son of God. And the Son of God is in the Godhead. I understand some people have a problem with that. Well, they either go off and start saying that they are gods, either they go off and they say they are not gods, or they go to the other extreme. They say, well, I can never overcome in the world. I can never come to maturity. Amen. But God has given you the capacity to be a son of God. Amen.
Amen.
God is not calling you to be God. He does not, well, the King James said, does not appertain to the it is not our inheritance to be a God. But we have been called to be sons of God. And I'm happy with that. Amen. I'm happy to be a son. And I want to be a son. Amen.
Amen.
I am training to be a son. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you are not a son, then you'll be a slave. And there were slaves in the dungeons of Pharaoh. Don't you understand? There were slaves down, 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 down in the earth. They were swallowed by the bowels of the earth. So you and I may start off as being chained to the darkness of this world. But the Bible says at midnight. And we are coming to that time of midnight. When all who are in the grave.
Amen.
When all those who are in chain, there is going to be an opportunity to go free. Because Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to open the prison doors.
Amen.
To declare to the captives the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. It is a time to come out and go into freedom. Amen. Now, the next one is that God wants us to be a habitation. The soul is the house of spirits. Spirits dwell in the mind. Spirits dwell in the mind. There are mind spirits. There are spirits that like the mind. They like the mind. They get life from the mind. They operate in the realms of the mind. They get life from the mind. There are other ones that dwell in the regions of the emotion. There are those that dwell in the regions of the soul, of the desire and of the will. So within the four natures of the soul, there are spirits that dwell in these places. Within these realms, there are what the Bible calls the rulers of the darkness of this world. Rulers of the darkness of this world. And within these sections of the soul, these spirits, they have ensured that you and I have built an altar for them. And that, and that altar is a habit and a lifestyle. And usually these habits and lifestyles are are earthly and worldly, like Brother Mark was talking about last night. When we function in these lifestyles, we make the spirit stronger. And where there are many people walking in that lifestyle, those spirits are usually very big. And we find these spirits very strong. Some of these natures we find are common in certain areas of the world. Because the devil has different areas of energy all over the world. So when you are born under a particular principality, for instance, in this area, in the European nations, the spirits that function in the mind very strong. And the spirit that function in emotion, they are of a particular character. So you can see the Russian bear. You can see the German eagle. When you come towards Africa, those spirits have a specific characteristic also. So the Bible says that he's going to bring us from every nation, from every tribe, from every tongue, from every family. So if you are born in Nigeria, I'm not desiring to go somewhere else, because God has commissioned me to overcome the spirits that are working in Nigeria. That's why he caused me to be born there, don't you understand? So when you are born in a particular area of the world, God wants you to overcome that darkness.
And
the fact that you are born in that place means you can overcome that spirit. That's the law of warfare. They will tell you the fruits that grow in each season have the vitamins to help you overcome the diseases that you will find in that season of the year. That is, the fruits that come in a particular season have the vitamins to help you overcome the diseases that come at that time of the year. So this is a word of encouragement to those of us who are fighting to overcome the familiar spirit. The spirits in our families, in our nations, in our locality. God knew you would not survive Nigeria. That's why he put you in America. Don't you understand? So he said, praise the Lord. Amen. I am not from Nigeria. So you don't need to quit every dog complaint. Say, oh God, why am I born in America? It's just that you could overcome in America. That's why you were born there. Amen.
Amen.
Because God will not bring you to a temptation that you cannot overcome. Because God knows that in that situation He will make a way of escape. So there are these spirits that are functioning in our in the realms of our soul. The devil has divided it up for these spirits. The devil has given it to them. And remember, those spirits are working, they are maximizing to rule over that nature in you. They are maximizing, they are increasing their strength. So that they will take over that region of the soul. Because God is also working to take over the region of the soul called habitation. Don't you know? God wants to dwell in you also. So light is fighting, darkness is fighting. Amen. And there is a time given within which either darkness or light must sit over the soul. And for me that is the major highlight of this conference. Brethren, we need to understand that the soul must be sealed. There must be a dominion that will rule over the soul. Either light or darkness. And God is calling us, circumcising us, so that we can become that people that will walk with God to seal the soul with light. And that sealing is in the holy place. So before they could go into the promised land, God had to circumcise them again. Circumcision is at the door into the holy place. When you come into the holy place, you come into the promised land. And then it becomes our responsibility to drive the spirits out of our soul. If we drive them out of our soul, then our soul will be sealed with light. Then we can break through the veil and come into the most holy place. To the extent you are able to drive these spirits out, that is the extent of the life of Christ in the soul. That is the extent of the harvest of Christ in your soul. So it's not just enough to be born again to begin the journey. We must harvest Christ in the soul. Amen. We must harvest Christ within the soul. We must bring forth we must experience Christ within our soul. I'm told to give a time for question and answer. And it is 10:35. 12:35.
Yeah.
I have gone into our lunch time. Amen. We have failed again today. We have only stopped at number 4. So maybe God is just moving us over the same issues. I believe the Spirit of God is laying an emphasis. Because we need to hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it. Amen. Okay, I'll mention the other 5. The other 3, then we can close. The soul must have an area of receiving life energy. So this is part of the kitchen in the house. The kitchen is the energy area in the house. It's either we are feeding from Babylon, because Babylon is a habitation of spirit. It's a dining table. Or we are feeding from Zion. The soul is an area of ministry. And finally, it is an area of fellowship. Okay, so I've just, so you can write it down. Because we have to stop at this point. I can feel that we have switched off. Amen. Amen. Sufficient unto the day is the righteousness thereof. Amen. We will have another opportunity. And then we will receive the sealing. Amen. Okay, so any questions, any quick burning questions? So we are borrowing lunch time. No, just a short of your lunch time. Just a, yes, Brother Guido. Just a shot of your lunch time, with your permission.
You said that the area of these 7 regions of the soul,
yeah,
the principles are working.
There was?
3 principles.
Two.
Okay, then my question is.
Okay. His question is answered. Light or darkness? The point I have not yet mentioned is that I wanted to open to us this principle of sealing of light or darkness. Yes. The principle of the sealing of the soul with light or darkness. Seal, to seal. Because there is a walking in which the soul is being sealed now. The soul all over the world is being sealed. Spirits are taking dominion over the soul. And we are moving from the, well, the Bible calls it the 5th seal into the 6th seal. That this dimension of seal is important. Because there is a maturity that we have. Because of the investment of God in us. But as the seal always says that God will activate his sons.
That's right.
God will activate the sons at midnight. And I wanted to go into this activation of the sons of God. I wanted to, but I can't do it now. I'm just trying to throw it up in the air. And I'm believing that God will give us grace to go into this dimension of the activation of the sons of God. Because God wants to equip you and I with the ability to switch off the mechanisms of the devil in the world. Because it says when he opened the fifth seal, there were locusts that were released upon the earth, that they darkened the sun. They introduced darkness all over the world. And the Bible says, let your light so shine. It is your responsibility and mine to push back the darkness. How can you push back what you do not know is working and how it works? So we have to quit being simplistic. We have dwelt so long in the low plane as sons of God. We must be about our Father's business. We must be engaged in our Father's business. And that is to overcome darkness here and then to overcome it in the world. So you can see the bonding of the messages that have been coming in this conference. Has been to move us out of the outer court. Into the holy place. It's to teach us how to dwell in that holy place. And that's going to strengthen us to come to maturity. Because at midnight, the sons must be ready. You and I must have a certain maturity in the spirit at midnight. The world is gradually turning towards midnight. So you and I, we must also begin to turn much unto God. Because at midnight, he's going to bring forth his sons. The sons will come forth at midnight. So give us that understanding. So that we can begin to seek God individually and not collectively. So that in our experience and walk with God, we can come higher. Thank you for your borrowed time. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Amen.